So I want to share with you a beautiful idea by Rabbi Nachman in this week's parsha. The Rebbe writes the following. If you take a look, the pasuk says, this is in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Aleph, the opening pasuk of Parshas Vayishev. In terms of Vayishev, Yaakov be'eretz migurei aviv be'eretz kinan. Yaakov Avinu literally dwelled, or he sat, in the lands of his fathers. Now, the Lashon over here of Migurei Aviv, we normally translate as the land of his father's sojournings. Meaning, he lived in the land in which his father and his grandfather, his father and his Zayda, both had lived, Eretz Kinan, the land of Kinan. And Mefarshim tried to understand what exactly is the nature of this Lashon of Migurei. What is this idea? So, the Medrash writes, the Medrash says, Zesh Amar Binyan Avram, So the Medrash actually says something very interesting. The Medrash says that Lashon Migurei Aviv is a Lashon of Geros, a Lashon not of conversion, but rather of being a stranger. That the interesting phenomenon in the relationship between the Avos and Eretz Yisrael is that as much as Eretz Yisrael was promised Avram Avinu, was promised to Yitzchak, and was promised to Yaakov, at the end of the day, although they had technical title, they did not really have possession of the land. Meaning we see this. We see what happened even when Yosef comes back into Canaan and what happens with Shechem in last week's parasha. This idea that as much as he's home and he's settled in his land, he's not the Bailam over it. He doesn't own it. He has the title to it, but he doesn't have actual possession. So says the Medrash, Torah is hinting to this illusion, Vayishiv Yaakov Baretz. It's true he's in the land, but it's Migurei Aviv. It's not, even though it's Canaan, but it's the land of where he and his father and his grandfather are all still b'toras geiros, still somewhat of strangers, even though amazingly enough this is their own land. But I want to share with you a beautiful insight by Rabbi Nachman. So the Rebbe writes, this is in Likutei Moharan in Reish Chof Chas in section 228. So the Rebbe writes the following. He says, Do kishakolish baruch hu mistakel b'neshama. When the Ribbono Shalom sees a person, he sees an neshama who has the ability to go ahead and bring others close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally, he has the ability to create gerim, the ability to get people to convert. Now understand, in this context, so literally, let's take it literally for just a moment. Ribbono Shalom sees an neshama who's able to be such an incredible ambassador of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that this neshama will be able to inspire others to become yin, others to convert. Azaihu yisbarach ba'atzmo kiviyachol, mevakech v'rashiyem achlokes alav. So the Rebbe writes, the Ribbono Shel Olam makes sure that this particular neshama is going to be embroiled in machlokes. That this particular neshama is going to have great difficulties. Why? Ki in mekablen gerim limosa mashiach, v'lo bimei shlomo, mishum shulcha malachim. Now here, the Rebbe quotes a very interesting idea from the Gemara Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara says that both in the Messianic era, as well as historically in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, we did not and we will not accept Gerim, accept converts. Now the reason for that, of course, is because in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, where David was of incredible prosperity, Klal Yisrael was on top, the Mashiach comes, Klal Yisrael is going to be on top, and as such, anyone who converts, we can't be sure that their motivations are pure and sincere. Ki az inon miskarin me'ava. Meaning if Klal Yisrael is on top and Klal Yisrael is successful and Klal Yisrael is riding high and mighty, so then when people want to convert, of course, because everyone wants to be part of the winning team. So lav dafka, that their conversion is because of Ava, because of love. Rak machmas sharoen gidulas Yisrael. Rather, they convert because they see the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Ve'ikar hagerim, kishemiskarin be'ez she'Yisrael sechufin ba'oni v'dochak. But the truth is, the true test of a ger is he willing to join Klal Yisrael even when things are difficult and even when things are sad, even when things are very trying and pressing. Kimo shekasov, migar etcho bani osecho. Valking. So therefore again, so the Rebbe explains that in order to understand that a ger is sincere, so the ger can only join the fold when Klal Yisrael is having difficulties. In times of incredible national prosperity, like the days of Shlomo HaMelech, like the Messianic era, we won't accept gerim because, again, part of the gerus process is a willingness to join Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that suffering, that difficulty, that sadness, that tragedy is part of the fabric of our national additional existence. A ger has to accept this reality in order to go ahead and become a member of Klal Yisrael. He goes on, he says, V'alkein, behechrech sheyeh machlokas al mishamachzir b'nei adam lemutov u'megayir gerim. Therefore, says the Rebbe, based on this, there's no choice but that someone who's going to be an influential personality, someone who's going to inspire others to join the Ribbono Shel Olam, to join Torah, to join Klal Yisrael, that person, that ambassador, also has to be someone who has adversity. There's a person who must, that individual must have incredible challenge, because if that person is going to be the ambassador of Yiddishkeit and is going to inspire others to join the Ribbono Shel Olam, to join Yiddishkeit, then that person has to be a true representation as of a Jew is difficulty. And the destiny of a Jew sometimes is sadness. And the destiny of a Jew is suffering. And as such, again, that ambassador has to also be someone who himself has personal difficulties, so as to set the proper expectation, or really expectation is wrong, to frame the reality for the potential converts about what they're getting themselves into. He goes on, he says, V'alkim behechra shi'e machlokes amishamachzir b'nei adon l'mutav u'megari gerim k'dei shelo yihye lo shum shalva. Because again, if the person who is the ambassador of the Ribbono Shel Olam is someone who lives a nice and tranquil life, then when he inspires others to go ahead and join HaKadosh Baruch Hu and join Judaism, the problem is it's not an accurate portrayal. Ki az mishem eskarev elav hu be'emes, va'azai yochol legayir gerim be'emes, lo mishum shalom benachos. Therefore, again, the ambassador, the person who's going to be representative of Judaism, and that person who may inspire others to go ahead and join HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him a difficult life. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives him challenges because he wants his life to be a true representation as to what it means to be a part of Klal Yisrael. And being a part of Klal Yisrael means adversity, means challenges. This is a very important yisod. Society often does us a great service by trying to convince us to think that life is supposed to be easy, that life is supposed to be serene and tranquil and calm, and that everything's supposed to go my way. And if something doesn't work out, if something tragic occurs, that mamish, it's like such a ripple, it's such an aberration. But it's not true. We as Jews recognize that challenge is part of the fabric of our existence. Remember, we don't run after that challenge, we don't yearn for the challenge, but Lamaisa, we accept the challenge, and we understand that it's dafka from those challenges that we grow. Therefore, says the Rebbe something amazing. If this is the destiny of Klal Yisrael, then the ish, then the man, who is the inspirational figure, who is going to go ahead and potentially impress, not convince, but just by his behavior, by his role modeling, others are going to want to join the fold. Such an individual is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu a difficult life, a tumultuous and rocky life, so that if people do want to convert because of his example, they recognize that challenge is part of the fabric of the Jewish condition. He goes on, and therefore they won't end up converting because they think that being Jewish is just a whole bunch of bracha and just a beautiful walk in the park. It's not. It's beautiful, it's magnificent, it's wonderful, but also filled with challenge. V'zeo, and the Rebbe says, this is the meaning of the pasuk. V'zeo v'yeshev Yaakov bi'aretz migurei aviv. This is Rabbi Nachman, it's the meaning of the pasuk. And Yaakov Avinu lived, or he dwelled, in the land Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. What does this mean? The Isav Medrash, Megurei Aviv, Shaya Megayer Gerim Kemo Avosav. So very beautifully, Rabbi Nachman writes that what does it mean, Megurei Aviv? Quotes the Medrash, Megurei from Lashon Ger. From Lashon Ger, but as opposed to the Medrash who said that Ger just means like a stranger, here Rabbi Nachman quotes them different Medrash that indicates to us that Ger actually means convert. That Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all shared a common denominator, all shared a common trait of influencing the outside world. Now, what's amazing according to the Rebbe is we are often very aware of this within the Abrahamic personality, meaning we're familiar with Avram Avinu being the type of personality who went out to influence the world, who went out to influence humanity, who went out to go ahead and impress upon people the beauty of monotheism. But the Medrash shares with us is that Yitzchak and Yaakov did so as well. Now, it's possible they did it to different degrees. It's possible that they did it in different ways. But each of them had this same exact midah of trying to influence all of those around them. Shayim Megayir Geirim Kimo Avosov. That Yitzchak Avinu Yaakov Avinu, in this context Yaakov, would literally convert others just like his forefathers. Kimo Megiyure Aviv. So a little bit of a play on words. So Vayeshed Yaakov Be'eret Meguyare Aviv. That ultimately, again, Yaakov Avinu lived in the land and practiced the same lifestyle of helping bring people closer to the Shekhinah, of Kivyachal helping people to convert. And therefore, now we understand the pasuk says, Vezeshon Rabbeinu Zichron Levracha, Vayeshed Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev Beshalva. So Rashi HaKadosh quotes in a dramatic medrash. The reason why Yeshev Yaakov, Yaakov sat in the land, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to live in tranquility. Bikesh Yaakov Leshev Beshalva. He wanted to have a nice and tranquil life, which, by the way, totally legitimate request given the difficulty and tumultuousness of his circumstances until now. Yaakov Avinu just wants to live in peace. Miyad Kafatz Alav Rog Zoshal Yosef. As Yaakov Avinu wants to live in peace so badly, what happens? Literally, the whole episode of Yosef jumps up, right? First, you have the incredible machlokes in the family. Then you have, again, of course, the dramatic and terrible sale of Yosef. Yaakov Avinu is sitting Shiva for over 2 decades. Hainu! So, says Rabbi Nachman, the pasuk is almost a cause and effect. Hainu machmas she Yaakov haya megayir gerim, bechinas megure aviv. So the Rebbe says is the following. Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu wanted a life of tranquility. But here's the problem. Is he lived be'eretz migurei or migiyurei aviv. But yet his destiny was to influence the world. His destiny was to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His destiny was to impress upon people that the ideals of monotheism are something that are worth acquiring and inculcating within oneself. But in order to do that, because he was Migiyure Aviv, because he continued in the way of his fathers, and it was his job to influence, it was his job to convince people to join the fold of the Ribono Shel Olam, because of that, Al Yedei Zeh, Lo haya yachol leishev b'shalva. Because of that, Yaakov Avinu could not be given the bracha of life tranquility. Why? Because if he was to be an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he was to be the one who would influence others to join the fold of the Ribono Shel Olam, then he had to be a true representative of what it means to live a life of an Eved Hashem. And to live a life of an Eved Hashem is not always easy. To live a life of an Eved Hashem, of a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, comes with challenge. It is par for the course. Yaakov Avinu's life had to be representative of what it meant to be a true Eved Hashem. See, he wanted the tranquility, understandably so, because he had suffered much. He wanted the tranquility because, again, he had gone through enough years of tumultuous life events, but because he still had a destiny to fulfill, to influence people, to impact people, to role model the right behaviors for people, to show people what it meant to be an Eved Hashem. Therefore, unfortunately, tranquility was not in his stars. Because otherwise, if he were to live a tranquil life, he wouldn't be able to have an impact. The same way that we don't accept Gerim during Yemos HaMashiach, the same way that we don't accept Gerim during Yemos Shlomo HaMelech, because in order to join the fold, in order to be an Eved Hashem, you have to be ready to take on the challenges in life. V'miyeh lo shalva, lo yuchal la'asos Gerim. It's amazing, Rabbi Nachman. And because had Yaakov Avinu had shalva, had Yaakov Avinu had tranquility, he would not have been able to influence people to convert. He would not have been able to go ahead and get people to join the fold. Ki ein mekablim gerim l'imos HaMashiach. For we know that we do not accept gerim, we do not accept gerim, again, in tranquil and shalomdik times. So, I think the Rebbe is teaching us two things. First of all, the Rebbe is giving us just an incredible insight into Yaakov Avinu, that on one hand, Bikesh Yaakov Veshe B'Shalva, Yaakov wants tranquility, and understandably so after everything he's gone through, but yet, again, the Rebbe says that it was impossible. Why? Because Be'eretz Mugure Aviv. Because his destiny was to impact people. And you could only impact people to be an Eved Hashem if you give them the true picture of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. And the reality is that to be an Eved Hashem comes with challenges. It does. We know this well. And those challenges, again, are difficult. And some challenges sometimes feel a bit overwhelming. But it's from those very challenges that we grow. It's from those very challenges that ultimately we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come closer to one another, come closer to ourselves. Therefore, if Yaakov is going to live Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, he's going to impact people, then by definition, he can't have the shalva. He can't have the tranquility. Because if he has the tranquility, then he's like a Shlomo HaMelech and there are no Gerim. Then he's like a Mashiach and there are no Gerim. But I think you can take the Rebbe a step further. What the Rebbe is saying is the following. You know, all of us live Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. All of us live you know, in the Be'eretz Meguyari Aviv, meaning we're all ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara says, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokeach, what does it mean to love Hashem your God? She'ehe Shem Shamayim Mis'ahiv Al Yadecha. Our, to literally make the name of heaven beloved through our actions. Our job is to be an ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam. And it could be that what the Rebbe is really teaching us is the following, that the most profound way in which we are able to be ambassadors of the Ribono Shel Olam is by modeling the right way to handle adversity. How do we handle setbacks in life? And this is true with big things like Chas V'Shalom tragedy, but it's also true with little things, right? We all encounter smaller setbacks each and every day. Something in my job didn't go the right way. Something in my marriage didn't go the right way. Something in my kids didn't go the right way. My friendships, right? A deal, a recreation, whatever it is, we all encounter setbacks each and every day. And the truth is, you could tell a lot about a person from how they deal with their setbacks. Like the Gemara says, that the Gimel Devar and the Karma Adam, that a person's true character can be determined through three things. So we say through Koso, through what he does when he drinks, Kiso, how he spends his money, and Kaso, his anger. So we often understand that Kaso means that what does a person get angry about? Are they quick to anger? If they do get angry, are they quick to reconcile? But Kaso also means, how does a person deal with setback? And how does a person deal with adversity? When something does simply go ahead and lose my composure and lose myself, or am I able to keep my cool? Am I able to maintain equilibrium? Am I able to go ahead and continue to forge on and to figure out what to learn from these setbacks? That's Kaso. You could tell a lot about a person from how they handle setbacks and adversity. And the Rebbe is saying, this is the same idea over here. Our job in life, our desire in life, is to impact those around us. Right? I want to impact my marriage, I want to impact my household, I want to impact my children, I want to impact my community, my kehillah, I want to impact in a positive way the people around me, because that's the din of the after echad kamocha. Each of us is an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each of us has an obligation to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu beloved in the eyes of our fellow Jew, and I would venture to say in our fellow man. That's our obligation. That's how we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in essence, we all live Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. We all live in this land of being ambassadors, of influencing people. It's true, I don't go out of my way to convert people. I don't go out of my way to convince people to become Jewish, but I model. My job is to model for humanity the right behavior. So it's important to understand that all of us live a life of Vayeshev Yaakov. All of us is Bikesh Yaakov Vayeshev B'Shava. Who doesn't want tranquility? Who doesn't want peace? Who doesn't want Bracha and Shefa? No one wants to have to encounter difficulty or adversity. But at the same time, it becomes a somewhat of a stira. It becomes a contradiction. Because if I don't want adversity, then I can't be a role model. It's only through adversity and only through challenge and figuring out how to properly navigate and manage that we become the true role models in life. In other words, that the way we ultimately become ambassadors in this world, to our family, to our people, and to all of humanity, is by modeling how to deal with adversity. To model how to react to life, and how to react to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how to react to one another, when things don't go my way. That's what a Jew is able to do. That's what an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to do. That's what it means to live Be'eretz Meguri Aviv. So we should be Zocha. How about we should be Zocha to a little bit of Shalva? Right? Even if I can't get a lifetime of tranquility, maybe we should all be Zocha to just at least a period, maybe a Shabbos of tranquility, a Chanukah of tranquility. But we also have to accept the fact that life is filled with challenge. And not that we run after the challenge, not that we yearn for the challenge, but we have to learn to embrace the challenge because it is part of the fabric in life. Because it's through those challenges that we grow. But more importantly, we must realize that the real metric of success in life as individuals and the real metric of success in our ability to be a proper ambassador for the Ribono Shel Olam is how we deal with the adversities. How do we show our families and our people and our communities? How do we deal with challenge? Is it castle? Do we lose it? Or are we able to manage ourselves, to keep a dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the midst of difficult times? We should be zochem Yirtzeh Hashem to at least some degree of shalva. But when we find ourselves in difficulties, when we find ourselves in the midst of the turbulent seas of life, may we ultimately find the koach of Yaakov Avinu. May we find the koach to keep our composure, to keep our dveikus, to keep our emuna, and Amir Hashem bizocha to be beautiful, magnificent, and holy ambassadors of the Ribono Shel Olam. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos, a freilich in Chanukah, and a wonderful evening.